This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line. That's the home of Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, now, just so everybody knows, next Thursday, I'll be working out with Steve Fisher. Well, maybe Friday. I'll be going there. So let's enjoy this while we can. This is 1911 University. And, of course, the professor of the 1911 University from Chambers Custom Guns is Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Don't sound so excited to hear from me. I know it gets sort of old. I know it gets sort of old. I'm going to be hanging. Huh? Say again?
It's not true that I have a past over today.
Okay.
We can get into what's going on, but let's just say if you're paid to make a part, you should make it properly the first time.
I see. Enough said, I do believe. Enough said. I've never worked at that, but I mean, you know, when I used to work on other things before I became a radio god. Well, I have the same sentiment. So, what's going on in the world of Joe?
So, we're getting a bunch of guns ready to ship. And I go to do the final test fire on this 45 Commander. And I notice that it's not extracting or ejecting properly. It looks odd to me. And so I come back in the shop, getting it ready to wrap it up. And I thought, I better check one last thing real quick before I ship this. Because commanders always have, they can have problems with the slide stop not dropping out of the way when you rack the slide. And we spring 45 commanders pretty heavy because I know guys are using self-defense loads. And I don't want them to beat the gun up. And, you know, I'm a huge proponent of Springco springs, right? I love me some Springco springs. Unfortunately, Springco does not make a 18, 20, or 22-pound commander-length spring yet, right? And so I have to use another company for those springs right now until me and Alan get the design on their springs done. And so this other company who I use their springs, I check it, and sure enough, the slide stop won't drop when I rack the slide back. And that's not something that, you know, I would normally pay a lot of attention to because we drop the slide with the slide stop a lot. Yeah, I know, it's not a slide release, it's a slide stop, I get it. But when you're shooting hundreds of rounds a day, you use the slide stop. It's okay.
Sure.
So anyways, it won't drop. Well, that's, you know, you can't ship a gun out like that. So I take the spring out. It's a 22 recoil spring, which is what I wanted to use. I measure it. It's the right length. Everything's cool. I think, well, maybe the coils are too thick. Let me try a 20. So I get a 20-pound spring that's marked 20 from the manufacturer in their packaging. I measure it and I weigh it, and it weighs 22 pounds. And it's the exact same size as the 22-pound spring. I'm like, that's odd. Let me get an 18 out of the package and see what it is. So I grab an 18-pound spring out of the package from this same company, and I measure it and I weigh it, and it's 22 pounds. So, yeah, it's not been, you know, I posted some really cool pictures of some great guns up in the last 2 days. This gun with this spring, you may have to have a come-to-Jesus meeting tomorrow with the manufacturer of these springs, because that ain't good.
Springs are, do they try to get over on you on springs? I mean, I see all the time not recoil springs, but magazine springs.
Oh, yeah.
They just... That's one of the most slipshod operations out there, getting those together, aren't they? That's why I use MBX.
Yeah, I mean, mag springs do not need to be changed out as often as people are led to believe. They just don't. You know, and we've talked about this online before. I've got magazines that have springs in them that are 15, 20 years old, and they work fabulous. But I think some of these spring manufacturers, they think they can pull the wool over people's eyes, or they can get a slim buy them. I mean, this same maker, I ordered 123-pound mainsprings and 120-pound mainsprings from them. And I noticed that there was something fishy going on with these springs, so I started weighing them because I have a spring tester. And I started weighing them, and over half of the 20-pound springs that I've weighed so far weigh 23 pounds. And that's a problem. When you're trying to set up a gun properly, that's a serious issue. And
right.
So it's time for a phone call and a come to Jesus meeting, because you know they won't listen. It's pointless. I mean, I'm just going to call and vent my frustrations with their absolute inability to produce the one product that they're paid to produce correctly. But at least I'll get it off my chest.
I see. I understand. I saw the picture on Instagram of the WM. Now, what does WMG stand for?
Working man's gun.
Working man's gun. So the Commander 9mm that you put up yesterday,
yes.
I saw that, and I mean, that was just the most subtle of elegance I've ever seen. And at the same time, as I'm looking at it, I'm like, I bet you that thing runs like a hot tamale.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Brandon did a great job building that gun, and we blewed it yesterday. What's today? Thursday. We blewed it Tuesday. Tad blewed it, and I took it out to the range yesterday and took pictures and shot it. And I mean, it runs good. I have to be careful with you on the air because some of the euphemisms that I use are not appropriate for on air.
Let's not have that.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
We can dump the first one, but if we get real excited about it and everything, who knows what happens then?
Yeah.
It just becomes self-perpetuating.
Yeah, the gun runs great. I put it up for sale. It was gone in under 3 hours, which is wonderful. Got a lot of interest in the 9mm Commander, so we're going to build another one, probably very similar to that one. Of course, the Yeti series that we just did that we're going to build in January, February, March, those guns are sold out, and that's a 9mm bobtail Commander. So I think people really like the 9mm Commander size guns.
Are they already sold out?
The Yetis are gone, man. They were gone in less than a month. And I had a guy send me a message 2 days, 3 days ago. He's like, hey, you know, why don't you do 25 of those like your other pro series instead of just 10? And I'm like, because we were just doing 10. That's it. Sorry. You know,
pretty self-explanatory. Let me get you hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. For this kind of stuff, you can check out Joe on Instagram. You can check him out online. You can go to Chambers Custom Guns and see that understated elegance in a gun that is truly designed. It's not designed to be kept in a safe. It yearns to be free and used and shot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns, how soon do you go to SHOT Show?
Yep.
So how soon do you start preparing to go to SHOT Show?
Preparing as in taking vitamins and minerals so I don't get sick, or preparing as in got our hotel room and plane ticket?
The latter.
Heidi's already looking. She's already on the hunt. We only stay at the Venetian. We've stayed all over the place. By the time you pay for cab fees and I get frustrated with the shuttle service and Uber and all that crap, I just stay at the Venetian. I get up in the morning. I walk down. I have breakfast with somebody like Sheriff Jim Wilson, who's usually sitting down there.
Yep.
And my wife. And I walk over to the SHOT Show, and if I get tired, I go up and take a nap.
Well, I stay across the road at Treasure Island.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with that? I mean, although if I'm on Radio Row, they may put me up at the Venetian. We might be roomies on that one. But for those of you who have never been to SHOT Show, SHOT Show is at the Sands Exposition Center in Las Vegas. And there's this one little cluster of buildings. There's the Venetian, the Palazzo, and the Sands. And they're all connected, and you can walk for days and days and days and never leave that building and have everything you need right at your fingertips. And anything else? Trying to negotiate, trying to get maneuver around everything? Have you ever been to a Nighthawk party out there in the desert?
No, I don't get invited to that.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. For the same reason I don't get invited to the Glock party, man.
Okay.
I'm the pariah, bro.
If you can keep from having to get in a car or vehicle or anything else, that's really a plus. Just take a car to your hotel. I just have to cross the over the walkway. Although the walk, I live in South Carolina where marijuana is not legal, so the walk from Treasure Island to over the bridge and everything. You can get to feeling pretty good as you go over that. Just walking over it.
Yeah.
Just walking over it. Yeah.
Now, a couple years ago, I stayed when I was going by myself. Heidi was staying home with the girls. I stayed. I thought I'll play this smart. I'll stay cheap. And so I got to looking at the map, and I was like, oh, you can stay at Circus for like $40 a night, right? And it's on the map. I swear to God, it shows it's like a mile from the stand. And I'm like, shoot, that's awesome. So I get there, I get my hotel room. It's in the very back side of Circus. So, you know, the first day I go to walk over to the show and I figure out it's like 3.6 miles.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. I stayed at Circus 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's a mistake. I mean, you cabin it. You got to cabin every day.
Yeah.
And I've stayed at the Flamingo, and we've stayed at the Bellagio. No, we haven't stayed at the Bellagio. We stayed at, what's the other one that starts with a B? That's right there by the Sands. It was all right. I've stayed at the Paris, the Eiffel Tower place there. But, yeah, we just keep going back to the Venetian because it's close. And, you know, Heidi likes to go to bed early, right? She's a 10
right.
o'clock girl, unless we're going out to dinner or something. And I like to stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning because that's my normal schedule.
Right.
Well, everybody who's anybody from basically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night that is hanging out and networking is doing it downstairs at the Venetian at the big bar downstairs.
Right.
And so whether you drink or not doesn't matter. It's whether you're there or not. And so, you know, we'll go to dinner. You know, we usually go to dinner with somebody each night. And do some networking and hanging out. And then after she goes to bed, I'll go downstairs and hang out and, you know, talk to some guys. And, you know, it's pretty fun. I enjoy it.
The thing about that little cluster there, like a lot of people also like to go to the restaurants at the shops at the canal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you don't even have to hit the street to get it over there. You don't have to hit the street. You can straight. I mean, it's huge.
I will tell you this. Every year, Heidi makes me do the trek, man.
The trek.
Yeah, the trek is the last day we're there, we walk all the way up the strip to the M&M factory so that we can get some stuff for the girls. Mostly I'm just buying M&Ms for me to eat later. And then I always convince her, hey, let's get a ride back because it's like 7 miles up there.
Right.
And I ain't trying to carry 100 pounds of M&Ms 7 miles.
Well, who would want to? I mean, I never want to.
We end up with 50 pounds by the time we get back.
Now, one of the things I like about staying at Treasure Island is it's connected to the Fashion Mall. And the Fashion Mall, they have the best Chinese massage people there. And if you're all kinked up after walking around for a week, they'll hook you up.
That is true. They do have good Chinese massage over there.
Yep. Which is a very painful thing for those of you who have never had it. But everything you see in those shopping malls, that's legit. And if you don't believe it, go lay down on one of their little beds, and I guarantee you're going to come up. You're going to come up a believer. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I guess we probably need to speak a little bit about 1911s, because I want to ask you a couple of questions about the one I may carry as a backup gun to Mr. Fisher's class, which is I hope he's staying where I'm staying, because there's no Starbucks where his class is going to be.
Ah.
And you know he's going to be grouchy Friday morning if he doesn't have Starbucks, I think.
Just bring him a good cigar to chew on. He'll be all right.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I know where to go get one of those. I can do that. That's not a problem. Anyway, Joe Chambers, of course, he is the professor of the 1911 University. And he makes a platform that, while he's not, and you can just sit there and twiddle your thumbs while I'm doing the description, okay, Joe? You don't need to help me with this one. He makes a peerless pistol. I don't care what anybody says. When he gets out there and tells me, you know, that before he ever sent me a gun to shoot, he told me exactly the characteristics of the way it was going to work based upon watching me shoot in a video, and then he sent me the gun, and it was exactly that way. That's the kind of expertise that only comes with experience and striving for excellence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was investigated. I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. White House officials say there's a precedent in past impeachment inquiries for such a vote to be held on the floor of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is under no obligation to hold a vote for an impeachment inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. Right now, Joe, I'm thinking about taking as a secondary gun the same pistol as the lower for the, you know, the SCI pistol.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How important on 1911, 2011s, 2019s is weight?
I don't think it's important.
I mean, can it be too light? Can it be too heavy?
I think it depends on the caliber you're rolling with. You know, I mean, I'm not going to build anybody a lightweight 10 millimeter.
Right.
For example, because you just beat the gun up. Can you handle the recoil? Yeah, probably some people can, but you just beat the gun to oblivion. Likewise, there's very few people that I would advocate carrying a long slide double stack 45, but I know a couple of guys that do because I've built their guns.
Right.
But they're extremely big men, you know, I mean, they're 6'9", 6'8", 280 pounds. They can hide that. But, you know, I think, by and large, it's not a huge issue, because I don't know of anybody that's building extremely heavy guns, per se, that are being carried except for in a duty capacity. You know, the regulator, the knife fighter, those guns are not particularly light, as you experienced.
Right.
But they're duty driven. You know, they have a purpose. And most of the guys that are carrying them with proper belts, proper holsters, and so it's not a big deal. So I think, you know, depending on what you're doing, nah, not really. I mean, if you're just a clueless noob and maybe you're like, I'm going to carry this 10 millimeter long slide everywhere I go, yeah, you're probably out of your league. But I don't see the weight as an issue. As a matter of fact, while we're on this topic,
sure,
it's curious that you bring this up, because here recently I had the opportunity, a friend was here, let me find the pictures that I took, because a friend was here and we actually weighed various pistols and their magazines.
Right.
Because he was in the process of getting ready to go shoot some IDPA, and we were doing a comparison and contrast. If I can't find them right now, I'll find them during the break, and we'll talk about the weights, because we weighed a Glock. We weighed a Glock 19 with a mag, without a mag. We weighed a Colt 38 super lightweight with a mag, without a mag. And then we weighed a Colt regular 38 super with a mag, without a mag. And, oh, here it is right here. I can tell you. Okay, so Glock 19, you know, standard, no light, no RMR, none of that.
Right.
Was 1 pound, 15 ounces with a loaded mag.
Okay.
881 grams. With an extra mag, it was 2 pounds, 8 ounces. All right. So keep that in mind. So you got, with no extra mag, it is 1 pound, 15 ounces.
Right.
Okay. A Colt.
Lightweight?
Let's see, which one is which? I gotta make, yeah, a Colt lightweight commander with no extra mag, 2 pounds, 1 ounce. So, two ounces heavier than the Glock.
Right.
Right? With an extra mag, it was 2 pound, 8 ounces. So it was the same weight as a Glock with an extra mag. The Colt standard commander 38 super weighs 2 pounds, 9 ounces, and with an extra mag it weighs 3 pounds, 1 ounce. So you add roughly a half pound when you go to the steel frame versus the lightweight frame. And his deal, what he was trying to figure out was, is there a distinct weight advantage between carrying a Glock 19, which we found out was basically 2 pounds, you know, one
right.
pound, 15 ounces and some change, or his lightweight 38 super, which was 2 pounds, 1 ounce. No, there's not. Now, the advantage is you get mag capacity, obviously.
Right.
You know, you're getting, I don't know what a Glock 19 holds, 15 rounds,
15,
or something
15
like
rounds.
That.
Yeah.
15 rounds versus 10 plus 1, so 11. So you get 4 more rounds. The flip side is you're carrying a 38 super versus a 9mm. You know, 38 super, arguably, in some people's opinions, has more stopping power. Whether that's true, I don't know. I've never shot anybody with one, so I can't tell you that. I think a lot of that is supposition, and more importantly is stopping power. I mean, it's more important than stopping power is shot placement. You know, and Chuck and Jared and Steve and I, we've all talked about that over the years. Shot placement is the most important thing.
The reason I ask is because, do you think there's something psychological that happens with somebody when they're carrying obviously somebody thought the Glock 19 weighed less because it's polymer.
Right. But it does weigh less when it's empty.
Right. Well, but
I mean,
when it's empty,
absolutely
it's,
does.
When it's empty, it's a paperweight, though. I mean, you know,
right.
I'm not, it's, you know, empty weight is fine, but I'm carrying them with burrits in them. I like mine with burrits.
Right.
So
yeah, and I'm going to be excited to see now that we have the Glock 19 stats and the weights. I'm going to be excited to see what our new Fat WMG weighs, because you know, we're building them in commander size, which is going to be the heat.
I know.
If you thought, if you thought that Commander single stack I put up was awesome, wait till you see the fat WMGs. And we just got the frames in, I think, yesterday. So I'll be shipping that stuff off to Brandon soon, and he'll be getting to work. But I'll be interested to see what those guns weigh in the Commander size versus the 19. I have a feeling it'll be very, very close. But the flip side of the Fat WMG is you get 18 bullets instead of 15.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, for all the guys that are like, oh, I need more bullets, well, here you go. Here's three more.
When I saw that picture on Instagram, I thought I was going to get a call and I was, hey, Bill, surprise. But then I looked at it from the sideways profile. I was like, that's not a fat pistol. So, you know, but the profile of it is, and the way you present them, that little presentation board that they sit up on top, I mean, that actually has an air of occasion, like smoking a cigar would, where it's, you know, this is something here that you don't normally see. So, I had a little moment of flutter when I saw that. But, hey, I'm liking what I'm seeing. We're about to head into the next break. If you are looking for what is what you would epitomize and say is the ultimate pistol, the ultimate 1911 platform, 2011 platform, or 2019, then you need to go to Chambers Custom Guns. At first blush, you would say, there's no way. But if you do it, if you take the plunge, then you become converted, and then it becomes a contest among his clients to see who has the most. And you'd be surprised at the numbers. You'd really be surprised at the numbers of these people that go back and revisit Mr. Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to the professor from the 1911 University, that would be Joe Chambers. Did you by chance have a chance to look at that video I did of me shooting in slow motion for this pistol I'm going to be taking to Steve's RDS class?
I didn't see the slow motion part. I saw you just shooting it, though.
I was concentrating really hard on maintaining everything that I've decided was the dumpster fire part of my technique. Did you happen, with your keen powers of observation, to notice any differences?
Yeah, you seem to be shooting a little flatter.
I had to make myself do that. Although, I'm going to go out hopefully this weekend and run a few magazines through this in a sort of a just aiming at targets, because where we were at, it was more about just test firing the gun, because he wanted to make sure the everything was going to work with the optic installed and everything on it, and so we were just shooting at a clay embankment. No target, no measure of, it's hitting hard, it's hitting the right way. And I'm going to try to take it out and do it that way. But I'm also working very, very hard on the technical part of the shooting part of it, because, I mean, it's just been atrocious what I've been doing.
Yeah, it's easy to make bad habits regular habits.
The only thing I can say in my defense is that, like, with your gun, even though I'm slapping the trigger and my thumb's coming way off and everything's like, it's almost like I'm trying to hitch a ride while I'm shooting. Hey, what, you going my way? I'm still hitting the target. So maybe if I tamp down a little bit and get a better grip on what I'm doing, maybe I'll actually be able to hit the target faster.
Well, hitting the target is one thing. Shooting a 100 at 25 yards on a B8 is completely different.
Explain that to me.
So B8 target, that's kind of the standard now, which is, it's a bullseye target. It's an X10 9.8 7.6 ring.
Okay.
And the 10 ring is approximately, what is it, 3 inches, roughly.
Okay.
From edge to edge. So if you're shooting 9mm, you can shoot a 3.4-inch, roughly, group and still have a 100, right? If you're shooting a 45, you can shoot about a 3.5-inch group and have a 100. The standard that guys like Chuck and Steve and some of the others out there that are pushing now is 95 or better, strong hand or freestyle with two hands, and 90 or better, weak hand.
Okay.
And like I know Chuck just did a night fighter class. No, he did a no-fail class in North Carolina last weekend. And right out of the box, shooting cold, freestyle, two-handed, he shot a 108X, 25 yards. And it's slow fire. And so the deal is with them, when you go to take these classes, is I want you to shoot 10 shots on a B8 target at 25 yards. You have 10 minutes. Don't shoot the white. Because the 9, the 10, and the X are the black. Don't shoot the white. Because the white is a miss. And a miss in a critical situation is a liability, right? You don't know what you're hitting. You might just hit a concrete wall, or you could hit an old lady, you know, which wouldn't be good.
No.
So they're really starting to stress the accuracy side of shooting. And Chuck's point with the whole deal this past weekend was there were two guys there, him and another guy that had night fighters. And the guy that had the night fighter took high shooter both days and overall for the class. And he took high shooter strong hand, freestyle, and weak hand. And Chuck's whole thing is mechanical advantage does exist. It absolutely exists. If you have a gun like a 2019, 2011, 1911 that has a better trigger, more accurate, smoother, flatter, faster shooting gun, then you have a mechanical advantage. And you can be a little less of a shooter with the mechanical advantage and shoot better than really good shooters with a lesser gun. But, you know, fast is great, but accuracy is better.
Right. Well, I'm working it. I'm working it trying to figure it out. Now, so far, what I've done has just been primarily by myself. And
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe
When you take Fisher's class, he's gonna rag on you, I'm sure. You know, I mean, that's what he does. He rags on me when he comes here.
Okay.
And, you know, he's going to try to help you figure out, I'm sure, that to get the shot process, you gotta slow down a little bit. And I work with clients on this too. I have a couple clients that I've worked with and then I've sent them to Steve's classes and now they're like, oh, I get it. Slow down, make a good shot process. Once you can do that repeatedly at a relatively easy speed, then start working on your speed. And, man, I've watched Steve shoot V8s at 25 yards and shoot in the mid to high 90s and shoot 10 shots in 9 seconds. It's retarded. I mean, it's amazing. But he didn't get that way overnight, right? He had to start slow and work up.
Right. The first time I ever saw him shoot, I saw a video of him very patiently switching from one hand to the other. I think Doug at ATEI had cut a RMR into his Glock 19, so he was taking turns. He'd shoot left-handed, switch over, shoot right-handed. He's hit the target each and every time. I could hear it pinging. But it was just a slow, measured shooting, which was, at that time, when that was happening, I'd only just become aware of that level of instructor. But everybody else that was at that level seemed like they were trying to do what I try to do.
Right.
And here he's very slowly and methodically just going ping, ping, ping. And, I mean, I tried to mimic that, and that's he makes it look easy.
Yeah, he does. He does, but you also have to keep in mind he has ginormous hands.
Yeah.
You know, and he's been doing this professionally for, I don't know, 20-some years. You know, and he makes light of it. I always give him a hard time about it. I'm like, look, dude, you're excellent at what you do for a reason. know, just like what we do here with the pistols. We do a good job for a reason, because we do it over and over and over again.
Right.
And if you do it enough, you become proficient.
Yep.
And if you become proficient and you keep doing it enough, then you become good.
I saw a video of him shooting a Glock 43. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That just looks like he's got like a cigarette lighter with a hole in the end of it.
Yep.
Let it poke out. But that's interesting. But that, just so you know, next week we'll have to take the 1911 University and give it a week off, because I will be en route to go train with the Yeti. So just so you know
I'll have that in advance. I'll have to take the opportunity to go sit in the deer woods then.
Okay. Well, I know you like that kind of stuff, so the deer woods.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody how they can find the stuff that you do. I mean, I've never asked you to put out your social media. What all do you have out there in social media? We got 1 minute. Go.
So you can find us at chamberscustom.com, where you'll find our store site and all the professional series projects that we're working on. You can find me on Instagram at Chambers Custom. You can find me on Facebook at Joe Chambers or at Chambers Custom. We have both a personal and a professional page. And if you frequent forums like 1911 Fanatics, 1911addicts.com, you'll find me there. I have subforums on both websites where you can peruse my work and see if there's anything that strikes your fancy.
See, you did that really well. Very soon, I'm going to have to just come set you up some stuff in Iowa and let you run the show from time to time when I'm feeling like I'm a little peaked. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it very much.
You got it. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. He's fresh off of the GRPC. This is Lock and Load. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.